Hello, and welcome to Season 2 of Pixel Recess. It's been a while. I'm a little rusty on how to do this. I also just traveled from Philadelphia and am a little tired because I overslept. But good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening anyway, because I have no idea when you're hearing this, future people. But I do appreciate your ears being filled with this stuff. Anyway, to start off Season 2, we have Joseph Raphael. The jury is out on how good this episode is. No? Not good, no. You might know Jory as the emoticon artist who goes by the moniker Sensible World on Twitter and does a daily emoticon, I think. He is also known as Excruciating Artist over at the 5x5x5 radio broadcast network. And he also is known to milk moose for their maple syrup. Today's show is brought to you by oversleeping and procrastination. Now let's get to the interview. Are you a man that gets it on with alcohol?
Not on any regular basis.
So you have no preferred type of alcohol vixen that you go towards?
No, I'm pretty boring. You know, I like a
beer.
I like a good beer. Okay. Although I say that after my wife like made me like 3 cocktails this evening, so I don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, so you're saying that right now you have 3 cocktails inside of you?
Probably about 2.5. Let's just be honest. Yeah, I've used the bathroom since.
I'm using the bathroom right now. So are you from Vermont?
Yeah, born and raised.
Really? And never wanted to get away, or did you for a while and go back?
Yeah, I went away. I went to school in Maine. No, I went to Colby College.
So just Colby? Cheese College?
Yep, all about cheese.
It was about one of the courses. Is that like the freshman orientation, all about cheese?
Mm-hmm.
So did you go to school for design then? Or for art?
No, I have a degree in performing arts.
Well, that sounds a little bit like interpretive dance.
Yep. I have a degree in interpretive dance. It has been not useful at all.
No cell phones in Vermont, right? Is that...
It is pretty much on the tin can and string. I ride a cow to work every day.
They're very wide.
Mm-hmm. I have a 4-seater.
You have a 4-seater cow?
Yep.
Not a moose.
No, it's a cow.
I get them confused.
One lives in the forest and it's brown.
The cow, yeah.
Yeah, and the moose, you go out early in the morning and milk.
Their milk is weird. This is the secret that people don't know that I learned driving through there, is that maple syrup does not actually come from a maple tree.
Nope. It
comes from a moose.
Chew on that. You're drinking moose stuff.
Pouring it on. You're pouring mm-hmm. on those pancakes. That is moose boob juice.
Moose juice.
Then it sounds like a fat guy's juice, and it's not moob juice. Not moob juice. That's a very different kind of juice, and it's one that you can go to prison for. Tell me this.
Yes.
The staple economy of Vermont is maple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And people not knowing anything about it.
About the state.
Correct. The county, the town of Vermont.
Yeah, it's a booming business teaching people about Vermont.
So everyone's an educator.
Pretty much.
Do you drink hot syrup in the morning?
No, but I drink my coffee out of a syrup jug.
So you have syrup burgers.
You don't?
No, we actually don't. We don't put syrup on our fries. Not on our burgers, not on our hot dogs, not on our salad. Although I'm very tempted to.
I don't even know what to say. My mind is blown.
Yeah, I apologize.
How do you even have a meal?
Where do you keep the turtle shell when you don't wear it?
That's the trick. I'm actually always wearing it.
Oh, are you?
Hmm? How does it feel to have very weak legs?
I'll tell you what. It feels a little bit like, have you ever used stilts?
No.
It's not like that. Have you ever rid on a chicken?
Uh-huh.
It's like that.
Okay.
Is Jory short for Joseph?
Mm-hmm.
And why did you choose that? Was it because you grew up in a circus family or a clown training school or something?
Both.
Because I know your background in theater, and I was just assuming that you probably had a background in the tent arts, the circus.
I do, yeah. You know, on occasion I smell like cabbage.
Small hands?
Very small.
Are they good milking hands, though?
It depends on the animal.
I thought there was only one.
That you can milk? You can milk anything.
So what's it like working for media mogul Dan Benjamin?
I'm not at liberty to say. NDA.
Oh, I apologize. So related to the 5x5x5 network, is it hard to see type always flying at your face?
Dude, I'm used to so many things flying at my face.
Yeah. You know, is it the 3D glasses that were fused to your eyes?
I figure it's a good way to get the design out there. Can you edit this, edit me out, and have me say something clever here?
So you go by the Twitter name and elsewhere as Sensible World. I'm just wondering, have you ever been out in the world? Because it's, well, from what I have experienced, it's most more like not entirely all that sensible world.
That was too long a Twitter handle. And are you effing kidding me? What? There's bad stuff happening elsewhere?
Oh, right. No cell phones. So, do you watch the show Mountain Men?
No, we have no TV. Quite frankly, I don't even know how we're having this conversation.
Is this happening? So, how hard is it to come up with a daily emoticon? How many different kind of smiley faces and excited faces and little teardrop faces can there be?
I mean, I've done embarrassed, shocked.
Okay.
What else is there? Happy, very happy, extremely happy.
So, what is essentially the best icon that you've never made? I mean, the best icon ever made.
Ever made? Never made?
Yes.
Yes, I agree.
So thumbs up? Is that's what it was?
Yeah.
Do you believe in scented candles?
Yes.
Maple syrup ones?
I thought that's what you meant.
Okay. Are you sad?
Oh, sh**. This was fun. What is the circulation of this podcast?
Let's see. Do you listen to it?
Uh-huh.
Yes, that's it.
If my mother knew I was on the show, she would be overjoyed.
Say hi to your mom for me. And that was my interview with Joseph. I thank you all for listening, and thank you to our new listeners, if there are any. You can find the show on the web at its new address, recess.unitedpixelworkers.com. A special thanks to United Pixel Workers for bringing this show into their new radio broadcast empire. I think that's what they called it. Also, please go to iTunes and find the show Pixel Recess. Please write a review and rate the show. And you can find it on Twitter and Facebook. I don't know why I just did that, because I probably felt pressure to do it, because that's what everyone does. Thank you for tuning in. Next week, my guest will be Media Mogul Empire Broadcast King Daniel Benjamin. Until then, have a wonderful week.
Daddy's podcast is dumb.